Sunny skies are dominating a big part of the northern plains and upper Midwest this day, and we are going to see a big warm-up take place over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. What a beautiful day. The temperatures out there in the 70s. We're looking at sunshine from one end of the region to the other. The winds are relatively light, mostly from the west or northwest until you get out towards the Missouri River Valley, and they're slightly south of west. But anyway, it's just a great day. Now, we do expect to see the favorable environment here continue for a little while longer. A big warming trend is going to kick in over the weekend. Those temperatures are going to get downright hot across the area for a little while. We'll see the afternoon highs peaking out somewhere in the 80s and lower 90s as we get to the latter part of our weekend. The near-term part of our temperatures, though, won't be too bad. Today, we expect to get up into some lower 80-degree readings, unless you're right along the Canada border, and then you're going to be seeing temperatures more in the middle 80s this afternoon, and there will be a few upper 70s still hanging around for a bit. Now tomorrow we'll see mostly 80s in the region. There will be a few extremes getting up near or slightly over 90 degrees, and Sunday will be hottest. That'll be the day where we'll see upper 80s and lower 90s common across the region, and there will still be no precipitation occurring in much of the region all the way through the heart of this weekend. Now there may be a few spits and spats that occur near the Missouri River and to the west, but outside of that area, I don't think there's going to be any kind of serious precipitation threatening the eastern Dakotas or western Minnesota. As we move into next week, though, there will be a stronger cold air mass in Canada that is going to be pushing across the northern plains, and this will begin to debut in the western part of North Dakota on Sunday evening. It'll be Sunday night and Monday, though, when that frontal system finally pushes across our area. Now, one thing to keep in mind while we're heating up the soil over these next few days, we are going to pull moisture out of the ground and put it into the atmosphere. That'll increase our relative humidity, and as it gets warmer and more humid across the region, there will be more fuel to support thunderstorm activity when the next cold front comes through. And the frontal system is expected to be moderately strong, and so the potential for strong to possibly severe thunderstorms will be on the rise as that frontal system comes into the region on Monday afternoon going into Tuesday. A lot of the severe weather will be in Minnesota, eastern South Dakota, and down into Nebraska. But nonetheless, we'll need to watch closely for the possibility of hail and damaging winds, maybe even a risk of tornadoes. But that doesn't come for a few days. It will turn cooler and drier after that for just a little while. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.